Y'all got issues?
Add me on group.
Welcome back to Backer Banter. It's episode 10. I'm your host today, Macy Perry, and I'm joined by Morgan, Lisa, and EK. How's everyone?
Good.
Good.
Y'all had good weekends?
Yeah, it was pretty lit. I went surfing, hit up some breweries. How about you guys?
I had a pretty good weekend. We went out on Friday night. Like a socially distanced, you know, situation. And I said on the last episode, we have to drink if we lose in fantasy football. And I lost pretty bad last week. So I had to take a bunch of shots and I had nursed a hangover all day long yesterday, which was not fun. But then I went to the river today with some friends all day and it was very fun, very sunny, perfect weather.
Nice.
Nice.
Yeah.
Lisa's a big fan of shots and getting people to do shots.
I am so into shots. It's stupid.
Wait, I'm the one last night who got you guys all to take a shot, and I'm not even drinking. I was like, because I forget. Someone said circling back. I was like, you guys all need to take a shot right now. Yeah. And you guys all did it.
I started day drinking at 11 a.m. yesterday. Came home, like, whole day at the beach. Hop on the Discord call with, like, the guys. I ended up doing like 3 shots, a bunch of Vizzies. Like, why was I so drunk at home? Like, it was unnecessary.
It was a wild ride.
It was a wild ride. Yeah.
I didn't do much. I just like ordered pizza last night and watched Harry Potter with a friend.
A special man friend.
Netflix and chill.
I love that.
No, it's just a friend.
I don't know. I also had a chill weekend rowing on Friday. Saturday, what do we do? Saturday we went to one of the distilleries in town, was having like a garage sale. So they were selling bottles they've never sold to the public before. So they had a bunch of barrel aged gin, some like wine aged gin, some really like cool stuff. And then my favorite cookie place was also there. They also had a stand and I was 2 people away from ordering my cookies and they sold out. So I was very upset.
Dang, that's upsetting.
Yeah, but they gave us all coupons. They're like, oh, if you waited in line, like, here's a free 6-pack to get delivered later. So that was good. And then today I golfed, and it was a little chilly. It was 50 degrees, but it was good. It's good to get outside.
What's that Ohio weather you have there?
Yeah, you know.
It was 44 here today. I, like, put on, like, sweater, jeans, like, closed-toed shoes for the first time in, like, 6 months.
No, I got, like, a tan today. I think it was about 90 degrees. It was nice.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I was chilling at like 85. Got some color this weekend. Not mad about it.
Yeah, same. No, all right. A few programming notes before we get started. Make sure you've subscribed on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. Make sure you've left that rating and review. It helps us get to the top of the charts. Also, follow us on Instagram and Twitter at BackerPod. We'd love to have you. If we get to 45 reviews, us mommies are going to post the most embarrassing text messages we've ever sent on Instagram. So leave us a review so that y'all can laugh at our pain. All right. So today's episode, we're going to do some questions that we received. We posted on Instagram and then like shared to our own stories. And some people DM'd us some questions and some people put some in the question boxes. So we're going to get started with those. So first up, the first question is, would we be opposed to dating someone a couple years younger?
All right. I'll take this one first. So I have never dated someone younger. I almost have strictly dated someone like either 2 to 4 years older. I've never dated someone my own age, but I think I would be open to it. Like if it was like a good guy, you know?
How much younger? Or like, do you have like a set number or?
I don't know.
I had like my friends call it a cougar phase, but it wasn't like, I mean, I don't know. You call it what you want, yeah. But I dated some guys that were had just graduated high school, and I was 22, so 18.
Okay.
Yeah, and then after that, I actually got into like a decently serious relationship with a guy that was 5 years younger than me when I was 25. He was 20.
Dang, Macy.
Dang.
It was hard. I mean, he had like a fake ID, so he didn't have a problem like getting into the bars or anything. But I mean, he was just immature in all the things that come along with dating a 20-year-old. I was just 25 and like shouldn't have been putting up with that crap.
Wow. I feel like if you're an adult, so like over the age of 21, you shouldn't date someone under the age of 21.
It was hard and it ruined me, honestly. Like on the apps, my age is set to like 2 years younger. Like I think that's as far as I'm willing to go. Like Lisa said, if it was the right guy, but I think 2 years. I mean, I'm 28, so going pretty a lot younger is hard right now. I mean, guys are definitely not mature at like 23. So I don't know, maybe if it was the right guy, but I'm pretty ruined.
For a guy, it's like, if, you know, giving them advice, it's definitely okay to date someone younger than you, but you have to give it like a safe range. Like if you're a 28-year-old guy, you shouldn't be dating a 20 or 21-year-old girl.
Very true. Yeah, I agree with that. True.
That's fair.
Mm-hmm. What about you, EK? Would you date younger?
Maybe like a year or two. I accidentally in quarantine matched with like a 22-year-old and he was like texting me and like it was like the middle of the day, it's like 10 a.m. He's like, can you send me a picture? I was like, I'm teaching algebra right now. Like, no, absolutely not. And he was just very immature and I was like, nope, I'm done with this. And then I also have a little brother. He's 23 turning 24, and like when we were in the same house, like I knew he had his apps on. I was like, I need to make sure my age range is above him, because I really do not want to see my brother's profile on any apps. So I'm 27, so yeah, 2 years would be 25, maybe 3 would do 24, but I wouldn't go more than 3 years.
I have a sister that's 23, so like it's weird that our dating pools can kind of collide, and I don't like going too young is like, I mean, her age, I don't know. It just gets weird. So it's weird for me.
My brother's 21 and I wouldn't want to date anyone his age or any of like the friends or people I see him associate with. Cause I'm like, you were all children still. Like all of you are children.
Well, I feel like especially around that 21, 22 age. I mean, I was wild at that age. Like, yeah. And where I am now is very different.
Yeah.
Kind of.
I don't know. You're still wild, Lisa.
I am. It's a problem, kind of.
All right. The next question we were asked is it terrible that most of the items on my Instagram are of my dog and food? Because that's the two things that make me the most happy. What do y'all think? I never not like to see a dog pic. Like, post as many as you want. I love to see them. But I get that some people aren't into dogs and, like, therefore don't really think all dogs are cute. I think all dogs are cute. Love to see it. Food to me is like a story thing. If you post food to your story, love to see it. Like, yum, but not like strictly to your post. And this person might not be making them an actual post. They might mean their story, but like I said, I never not want to see a dog pic. And if you post food to your story, still like to see it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think it's okay to pepper in some dog photos to your feed. But I also think you need to have like photos of you and your friends and things like that. So like when a girl goes to like look for you on Instagram, she can like see a recent photo or like knows that you are like a real person. Mm-hmm. And I think I agree with Macy, like food should be the stories unless you are strictly like a food Instagram and I'm like seeking you out because you post cool food.
Yeah, no. And I get not posting pictures of yourself because like until recently, like I took a year break from like posting pictures of myself because I hate getting my picture taken. So like I get where people are like come with that they don't like photos of themselves taken. But no, it's good to see picture of you, maybe just picture of you and the dog. But no, that kind of happened with the last guy I talked to. Like my friends were like, oh, we want to see a picture of him. I was like, well, his Instagram is all old, like over 2-3 years. I was like, I swear he's real. Like next time I FaceTime him, I was like, I'll get a screenshot for you. but it's definitely like good to keep your stuff updated
for sure. At least one photo of you like every year or every 6 months, yeah. And then like rest of the year do whatever you want.
Yeah, I think like my recommendation is like, you know, you do you, do what makes you happy. But like I would do like if it's dog food and you, then it needs to be like that's every three. Like you can get away with two, and then it needs to be another picture of you and your friends or just you.
Right.
You know, mm-hmm. So make it at least like one in every three. Include yeah. your.
And group photos are good if you're not fully comfortable or like having your photo yeah. taken. Get a group mm-hmm. pic because it's not just like all the spotlight on you. Like
yeah.
right. people when they look at it, they're like, "Oh, cool, you went and did this with your friends," or like, you know, everything like that. I think that's a good way if you're a little self-conscious about adding photos onto your profile yourself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, plus it shows you have a life, which is
right.
super important, especially if you're single.
True.
Do you...
Go
easy. As I say, do you guys, like, feel... I was just thinking about this the other day, because I feel like... I guess now things are opening up, but I feel like I'm just, like, not doing things, like, yeah. while everything's shut down. Like, I go to work, I go to school, I go to the gym, and like that's it. Like, and I don't know. I just feel like it's hard. It's, I don't know. It's hard getting out there. Like, we've done outside stuff, but I feel like it's just weird right now.
Also, I feel for guys because it is hard. It is like kind of weird. It's hard as a girl to ask your friends like, "Oh, hey, take a picture of me." Like, it's not always comfortable and it doesn't always come natural. And so it has to be really hard for a guy to be like, "Hey, mm-hmm. like, hey, take a picture of me," you know, or whatever. But like, we need to see it. We need to see you.
Yeah. Yeah. I think ladies, if you're out with your guy friends, like offer to take a photo of them or be like, "Hey, you have a like good outfit on," or like, "This is a cool place. Like, let me get a photo of you to like post to Instagram or something."
Or even to my friends, are like, "You need updated pictures. Like, let us get stuff. Like, let's mm-hmm. do this." Like, yeah. Okay. Our next question. I feel like this is from someone in the Mommy's Facebook group because we've talked about it a bit there. They said, "When are we staging a coup and overthrowing the men?" And I feel like this is a reference to all the mommies in the Will Mommies Facebook group. If you haven't joined us yet, message me. I'll get you connected. We always tell Cat Pat that we need to overthrow the men and get a female podcast in the Wash Network. So I am assuming that's what this person was referring to. So what do y'all think?
Who says we aren't already in the middle of the coup, right?
True.
Hey.
It's a revolution.
Watch out, boys. We coming for you.
I think it also stems from, I think I know the person that posted this is also like pretty involved in the Discord and just the fact that like in there, it's pretty male heavy a lot of the time. So like the Will Mommies channel in there is like a godsend to have like a safe place to go to and yes. talk with all the other mommies.
And I totally get the, thing, you know, about the Discord, like it's overwhelming. Like I'm 1 foot in, 1 foot out on the Discord because it is overwhelming. But yeah, like you said, it's cool to like, I don't know, have a place to interact with everyone like that.
Yeah. Honestly though, like on the flip side, I'm super happy that like in the last, I feel like 4 months, all the Will Mommies came together.
Oh yeah.
I was like, am I like one of the only girls besides Cat Pat who listens to this podcast?
Right. You know?
Yeah.
And just knowing that other people feel the same way that you do, like when people make posts in the Facebook group, like I'm like, I agree with everything. Like, or yeah. I have input on everything. Like I want to talk to them. They feel so close. Like, I don't know. I feel like I know everyone already. That's what I was talking about earlier. Like I want to meet all the backers. Like, I feel like we're already friends, you know? And like,
I feel like in like next summer we need to have like a Will Mommies like beach trip and just like all go to like a resort in like Mexico together.
That would be so fun.
Yeah, I'm in.
Will Mommies cruise.
Yes.
Strictly an EDM cruise.
Yeah. Okay, our next question is possibly one of my favorite ones on here. Best/worst cheesy pickup lines. And have you used that or has it been used on you? Let me know.
I've used some really cheesy geology pickup lines. Like I took some geology classes in high school and college. So, like, our teacher would always drop cheesy lines. And there's, like, a good amount of guys, it seems like, on dating apps here in Colorado who are geologists. So I always, like, use some sort of weird rock reference with them. And they're terrible. But I think, like, they like them and think they're funny.
So back in college, I at one point just sent, like, a mass text to, like, my entire roster and just sent, like, to all of them, like, on a scale of one to American, how free are you tonight?
Oh, my gosh.
I just made my rounds around the fraternities.
I love that one. I have been asked that, like, how much does a polar bear weigh one? And for the longest time, I was like, I don't, like, who would know that? And they were like, enough to break the ice. Like, that's been said to me, like, in person. And I think in person it comes across really well because you're like, what? And they're like, enough to break the ice. Like, I just wanted to come talk to you kind of thing. Yeah. But it didn't come across that well in a message.
Yeah. No.
I think a lot of the cheesy ones, like, you need to be, like, at a bar and have someone, like, say it to you for it to, like, actually work.
Yeah. My friend's boyfriend the other day, like, we were all hanging out, and he, like, walked up next to her, and he was like, did you fart? Because you blow me away. And I was like, please stop.
If someone came up to me and said, did you fart? I would run away.
Like, I would. They're in a relationship, but as the third party in the room, I was like, oh, my God.
Yeah, that is not a line to use on a girl at a bar at all.
No. At men, please don't do it.
Yeah.
What about you, EK? Any best, worst, cheesy pickup lines?
I heard this one. I think it was, like, in June on Tinder. This guy said, fuck me if I'm wrong, but is your name Sarah? And obviously my name starts with an E, and I laughed. I thought it was funny. So,
okay. That brings me to one of my favorite things to do. And I told one of my friend's little sisters to do this the other day, and she thought it was hilarious, but I do it all the time. And I think it's really funny. And the guy eventually laughs too. Like, you know, when you give someone your number on the app and then they text you and they're like, hey, it's Aaron, or hey, they just say, hey. And yeah. You respond a name that's not theirs. So, like,
oh my gosh,
Kevin question mark? And they're like, yeah. No, it's Aaron. And you're like, oh yeah, yeah. We're like, right.
That's oh my God, that would give me so much anxiety. No.
I like that move because it, like, puts them a little bit, like, at a disadvantage going into the conversation. Yeah, they're like, oh,
I was expecting someone else.
That's like a power move on your part to start it off.
The funniest thing. I do it all the time. Like, guys are probably gonna be like, you've done this to me before, or, like, I don't know, but I think it's so funny. Okay, our next question, and this one's really good. What are some obvious flirty things that girls do that men are blind to? If I see someone in a bar that I don't know, I just, like, go stand near them. Like, I'll go stand by them at the bar and, like, oh, like, just, like, laugh and, like, carry on like I'm having a good time. But I, like, want them to talk to me. And it works, you know, 50% of the time. Like, if they realize that that's what I'm doing, then it works. But it does not always work because they don't realize that I'm like, oh, hey. But I have this, like, horrible quality that even when I'm, like, seeing someone, they're like, do you even like me? Because I'm just like, I don't know. I pick on people and I'm not like, ooh, like, lovey-dovey. I don't know. So I'm not the best
on that. I've had that issue with, like, some of my exes in the past who are like, I feel like I'm more invested in this than you are. And, like, I also have that quality where I'm a flirt. So I don't mean to flirt with everyone. Sometimes I'm just being outgoing. But then sometimes I really mean it. So I see where, like, guys can get confused. I feel like anytime a girl, like, is filling you out, trying to have, like, side conversations or teasing you, calling you out, like, those are all signs, like, that you need to start, like, picking up the hints on. And, like, especially if they ask you to hang out, they're interested.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I think too, like, if you're all in a group and she specifically keeps, like, asking for your opinion or, like, using your name or, like, purposely trying to bring you more into the conversation, she's clearly into you in some way and, like, wants to try and get your attention more. But some guys are just like, okay, yeah, like, thanks for asking me a question.
In the past couple of years, though, I'm like, I'm like, I say past couple of years, but like literally like probably the past two, I'm like, guys don't get it. Like the little things like that, they do not see. So I'm literally like, I get a couple of drinks in me and I'll just like hold their hand. Like I just met them. Like, I don't know. It's bold, but it works. Like, I just like go for it. Like, I'm like, no, you, like, I want you. And they're like, okay, cool. Same.
Exactly. That's my move now too. I've gotten more bold over the years. And so like, if I'm out at a bar and I see a guy who like I'm interested in, I do like, I lock eyes with them. Like I do like a cute, like smirk, look away, like give them over when I walk by, and 10 out of 10 times they stop me to talk to me. Like I make it obvious I'm checking them out, but I still make sure they approach me. And it's like, I don't know. Sometimes you just have to be a little bit more obvious too. Like,
yeah. I've stopped playing games. The guys, they just don't get it.
Yeah.
Okay, a next one is a very bold question that we got asked, and it is, does size matter? Who's going to take this one first?
Who wants to take this one?
I mean, I'm assuming they're meaning shoe size, and like, yeah, I mean, it's always important. It's not the top factor, but it doesn't hurt to have a...
It's never a bad thing.
That's an example shoe size. Like, it's not... You know, it would be weird to date a man with very tiny feet, you know, so I'm just not into it. So,
I mean, I think they could be talking about hand size, and it's nice to have a guy that has, you know, larger hands that you can like fit your hand in, or just, you know,
I think that's definitely what
they're really, we're thinking of hand size.
Yeah, it's good to have nice, large hands and feet, guys. There's your answer.
It's good to be substantial, you know? Okay, our next one, I feel a pretty strong feelings on this one. And it is, do you believe the mantra, men are trash? It's a thing, apparently, on Facebook. If you type that out, like, you get suspended. Like, your account will get suspended. Like, you're not allowed. It's like online bullying. It'll get flagged and all the stuff. So you like can't say men are garbage, you can't say men are trash, but I have some feelings on it. But how do y'all feel?
I don't buy into it personally. I love men. I have a lot of great friends. I'm friends with most of my exes. my mantra has always been like, men can do shitty things, but I wouldn't have a relationship with someone who I wouldn't want to be friends with. And just because a relationship might not work out, it doesn't change who they are at the core and who I initially was attracted to and was friends with. So I don't want to hold one bad instance against them as a person.
I don't use it as a blanket statement. I know not all men are trash. I have the best daddy in the entire world. Like, he's the best man. He would do anything for anyone. He's truly a gift from above. And I have guy friends that are amazing dudes. And they, like, most of them have girlfriends that are equally as deserving. Like, they have found great girls because they're amazing. But I have dated some guys that, like, they have earned the title of garbage. Like, I have them so blocked that they don't even exist in my world anymore. And I legitimately forget about them because they are absolute trash. And, like, the signs were definitely there, you know, like I did that to myself, but yeah, some guys definitely earn it. But like I said, I don't use it as a blanket statement. I think most men generally try not to be trash, but there are a lot that are. Mm-hmm. And they deserve that.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I feel similarly. And I know I'm guilty of saying men are trash, especially in the Discord. Whoops. Sorry, men. But no, same thing. I have like a group of 8 guy friends that were all on the men's team in college that I'm all still friends with today. Like, and they're great. And the last person I had a thing, relationship, situationship, whatever ship you want to label it as, was, he really was a great person. It just ended because it just had to end. But everyone prior to that, absolute garbage, and it is 100% my fault. Like, when I, like, the places I found these men, like, yes, they were trash. Don't, like, I don't know. Like one night stands, not a good time. Not fun. Don't go find randos in bars. It's not a good time. Or your but one of your best friends, brother. Not fun.
Same. Feel that.
Yeah, I think I agree with like all of you and what you've said, but I think it also can be a statement that can be like nice to use like with your friends or like something like that if you are dealing with like shitty guys and you're just going
to
be like
empowering to say it like men trash, like we're, you know, to put yourself above them, it feels empowering, but yeah
I think it's more of like something to use as like a meme and like a joke that you're not 100% like buying into or believing or being like, oh yeah, like you all suck, like it's more of like I'm having a bad time right now. Like, I just need some empowerment by, like, saying this and, like, talking about the guys that suck right now.
Yeah.
Like, here's the thing. Like, I don't think men are trash, but I do, like, recognize women are superior. Like, we are the better.
Do not get me wrong. I have been the fuckboy in a ton of situations. So women can equally be as trash. Like, don't get me wrong. If I didn't say that about me when I did something terrible to them, I would be like, you're right. That was garbage of me. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I think fuckboy behavior is 100% not just for guys to have. Like, I know I've done things that fall into there. I'm sure almost all women our age have done things that fall into that category.
Definitely. Our next question goes right along with relationships, and it is, at what point do you have the DTR conversation? And if you don't know what DTR is, it is define the relationship. So if you're seeing someone and you want to know what are we, when do y'all have that conversation?
I feel like for me, it's always been at different points, like based off of where the relationship's at. Like with someone, it could be 5 months. With someone else, it could be 2 months, you know? To be honest though, like it hasn't served me well to bring it up first a lot of the time, like at least like in my earlier years. So typically I do the opposite of a feminist move and I wait for the bring it up. I might be trash for that, or just that's my own insecurity, but
no, I feel the same way. I mean, it doesn't always come off as well received. But luckily, like the past couple of relationships and situationships I've had, there's been something where we're like, no, we need to figure this out. They don't always have an answer for you too, is the other thing. And you can't be like, no, I need a yes or a no. Like, I think that's whenever you can kind of get the crazy vibes that guys are like, wait, you're pushing me into something I didn't want to do. But I mean, sometimes you do need a yes or no, but it's not always that easy. And I don't love this, but I typically date guys that don't live close to me. So we usually have to have that conversation pretty soon, because if I'm driving 6 hours to see someone, like I need a title. At least to know that we're actually being serious, you know, we're taking this serious and we're seeing each other. But yeah, I also do a really garbage move and I only bring it up when I'm drunk. I have never ever had that conversation sober.
Same, I'll be honest.
So all that is a trash move on my part. It's a trash move on my part. I don't even always remember the conversation. So yeah, that's garbage of me. And I know it. I'm just a little immature in that way. But like you said, it's a hard conversation to have. And like I said, it can sometimes put off crazy vibes if it's too soon. But like you said, I think it when depends on like per relationship, like what's going on. I mean, and sometimes luckily you don't even have to have that conversation. Like some guys I've dated, they're like, we are together, like, and they will tell other people that we're together. And so I don't feel the need to have that conversation in those situations, because I'm like, I'm secure that we are together, we are dating, we are going on dates, he has said we're together, I see us as together, like we're together, it's fine.
Yeah, I agree.
And it's also like some of my friends have said, like I literally just had this conversation today, one of my friends was like, I'm not posting my boyfriend until we are engaged. Like, she'll post him to stories and stuff, what? But he doesn't post him to her Instagram. I'm not that person. I'll post my guy, you know, as long as I know we're like, you know, actually being together. But I thought that was interesting. That's
very interesting.
That's interesting to me. And I'm not as serious about it as she is, but like, I don't think I posted a picture of me and my ex until we were like 6 months in.
I always like come into these guys that are like friends of friends. So we'll like hang out in a group setting and I'll have like a group photo of them. And then like after some time, I'm like, oh, like just a photo of us two. And people are like, oh, there, I thought there was something there. You know, that kind of.
Yeah.
I'm quick to archive. Mm-mm.
Oh yeah. I mean,
yeah.
The beauty of Instagram and Facebook is you can hide that.
Exactly. Okay, so right along with that is, when do you tell your parents about a new man in your life? You know, so, honestly, never.
Yeah.
I was curious about this too, because I've heard about some stories of in the Discord of someone telling their mom like the day of their first date. And I don't tell my parents at all.
No.
Unless it's time to bring them home.
That's, I mean, a lot of first dates don't go past the first date. So that would be really weird of me to do. But guys that I date will always be like, oh, like, I'm really, really close with my dad. I'm not close with my mom. Mm-hmm. But they'll be like, oh, tell your dad I said hi. And I'm like, he does not know you exist. But I'm like, okay, yeah, I will. But no, I don't. But yeah, I'm like, no, I mean, I just generally don't like, it's been a long time. And if I'm, so my dad has my locations, so he is a kind of a creeper and can see if I'm spending a lot of time. Like I said, I usually date guys that don't live in my same town. So he's like, what are you doing in wherever? Yeah. And so I'll be like, oh, I'm like seeing a guy, but he really doesn't pry or anything. So if they're someone that doesn't stay around long, he doesn't even really notice, because
I feel like it's like after you have that define the relationship conversation and you've been together, like even probably some time after that to make sure it's going to like work out after you've defined what you are.
Yeah. 100%. That's my rule of thumb. Cause like I'll tell my mom like, oh, I'm interested in so-and-so or someone, and I'll keep it really general and I'll never give her a name, and it drives her nuts. My mom and I are very close. Like we talk probably like 2 or 3 times a day. And so she just like hears like that I'm going on dates, or like my ex, like once we were like 3 months in, she kind of realized it was the same person I was going out on dates with. And she's like, just give me their name. And I was like, not happening. Like, cause you'll remember it and ask me 20 years from now.
I also have a rule, like a personal thing. I do want like my family to kind of know before, like, I haven't been Facebook official with anyone in years, like a really long time. But I would like my family to know before that, like my close family, because they would be like, who is, you know, and they'd be upset. They would be upset that they didn't know. So definitely before making it like Facebook official, I need my family to know. But other than that, like I said, not till we're married. I'm just kidding.
Yeah. Not until you're like, oh, hey, I'm engaged. Here's what the ring looks like.
Here's this person.
Exactly. But yeah, I hate though, like when you can tell when someone you know didn't let their family know and they're like, who is this on the Facebook post? And you're like, the tea. Okay. What are some good, unique moves that guys have pulled at bars and other social events? My favorite one, and this happens frequently, is if they haven't like said anything to me and they come up with another something that I'm drinking, which I usually drink beer. I'm a beer drinker. So if they notice what beer I'm drinking and they just buy me one, or even like, even if they just buy me a beer at all, you know, even if they didn't notice that, they just like walk up with the beer, like, oh, hi, like, and introduce themselves. That's happened to me a handful of times. And I really like it. Like, I mean, who doesn't want a free drink? But also, like, that was really bold of you. And I liked that you came up, you know, took the time to get me a drink and come up to me. I mean, people, you know, say what you will. Like, yeah, you have to be careful. I'm not going to take a drink from someone that looks like a sketchball. And I probably shouldn't take drinks from strangers anyways. But I like to generally believe that people are good. So,
yeah.
That's so smart.
I love that move. Sorry, what, Morgan?
Oh, go ahead.
I was gonna say, I love that move. I love anytime a guy is just like bold and confident.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, especially when I used to live in Texas, like, at a two-stepping bar, like, mm-hmm. at the river, if when they just come up to you and ask you to dance, it's like, mm-hmm. yes. I love those moves. I don't know. Or anything just to stand out.
What no, are your guys' thoughts on the, like, just bringing you a napkin with their number on it and, like, walking away? Because this was one that got a lot mm-hmm. of conversation in the Discord, and I think a lot of the guys thought it was a really good move. And I called them out, and I was like, no. I don't like this. I don't want you just bring me a napkin and walk away, especially if we haven't talked all night. Like, I'm not going to text you.
Yeah, I don't use this word. I don't like it, but that's a pussy move.
I agree. It's a
pussy move. You can come up to me and ask me for my number if you're going to walk in my direction at all. Like,
well, and then
we're striking up a conversation. I don't know.
Yeah, and maybe, I mean, that's just strictly on looks at that point. It's like swiping on someone, like, hey, here's my number. It's like, I try and have a conversation with me. Like, see if I'm even single. Like
that's along the lines of like, has this ever happened to y'all? You'll be at a place in public and maybe it's someone that you have like mutual friends with. So y'all have each other on social media and they're like, hey, I saw you tonight. And I'm like, you were literally in person with me. Yeah. You could have talked to me, but you messaged me like, hey, I saw you.
I hate that move. Like that would happen mm-hmm. at like a lot of me and my friends all went to like the same bar in college. And like that would happen sometimes either to me or my friends. They'd like, we'd get a message like after we're already home and they'd be like, hey, mm-hmm. like I saw you tonight. Like want to hang out. And I'm like, I left the bar 45 minutes ago. Like makeup's off. I'm in bed. Like, no, like why
did you not one word to me? Bar?
Like,
yeah, you know, no impression.
Like you could have come up and said like, hi, and been like, oh, hey, like, what are you doing tonight? Like, what's up? Like you guys go anywhere after this? Like, don't text me 45 minutes after we left the bar, probably because you like didn't score with someone else or like the girl you were talking to at the bar wasn't interested. So you're like, who else can I send a text to now?
Yeah. I hate those moves. I don't know. It's not hard to talk to women. I'm sorry. Like,
no.
Guys, girls aren't going to just reject you and be mean. Like, we may reject you, but we're going to do it silently later on by not texting you. Like,
yeah.
I don't think girls are inherently mean. Like, we're going to be nice about it. We're going to be flattered by it. Like, and chances are we might be interested.
And if you as a guy try to initiate a conversation with me, like in public, I'm going to give you the time of day. If you start saying weird things or it feels weird, like you're going to be able to tell and I'm going to be able to tell that the conversation's dying down. But like, try, like, that's important. You have to try. I mean, yeah, definitely, don't.
I think unless you're like a creepy old man, you're probably gonna get that girl's time of day. Like, she's gonna say hi, she's gonna be like, oh, what's up? Mm-hmm. What are your guys' thoughts though on like guys approaching you, or like what's the best move for a guy if you're with a group of girls, like you're sitting at a table with a group all night? Because I think that was a lot of the guys in the Discord. They're like, I don't want to like interrupt if she's with all of her friends, or just awkwardly walk up to a group of like six girls and try to talk to one of them.
I think it just shows confidence. Like, and every time mm-hmm. a guy has done it, like the girls in the group are like, oh, heck yeah. Like mm-hmm. that was hot. Like, I don't know. I feel like anytime a guy does something with confidence, like it's going to play well with women.
It's also mm-hmm. like, this is kind of sad that like, it's so different now in COVID times, but like, I also think like, try to get your friends to wingman for you, like all come over as a group, like, hey, like, can we like, a while back, a group of guys, like it was me and my roommate and her friend, and a group of three guys came up to our table and was like, oh, like, can we join in on y'all? And like, they were cool to have conversations with and stuff. I mean, we weren't mm-hmm. interested in any of them, but we hung out all night and it was so much fun. They were much younger than us and we already covered that topic, but mm-hmm. they were fun. And I mean, we weren't going to be like, no, like they seemed cool when they walked up and they were bold enough to walk up. So we weren't going to be like, no, these seats are taken. Like,
mm-hmm. yeah. And I think if all else fails, like try to catch the girl when like she's by herself. Like if she goes to the bar by herself, like maybe mm-hmm. try to insert and have a conversation there. Like if you are a guy who's not confident enough to like walk up to a group of girls. Cause I mean, I could see that could be intimidating for a mm-hmm. guy to yeah. walk up to a table by himself. Like there yeah. are definitely guys that are confident enough to do that, but some aren't. So like, if I go get a drink by myself and you want to come talk to me, like come stand next to me at the bar or something.
Yeah, I agree. And like Lisa said earlier, like if a guy asks you to dance, like that's a simple way. I mean, 9 out of 10 times, I'm not going to say no. I'll give you a dance at least. And yeah, I like it when guys are just very like, you're looking straight at me, talking to me. Like, I can tell that you're interested in me because you're just very forward about it. Not too forward. Like, you can definitely cross a line, but if you're like directly looking at me, directly talking about me, asking me about my, I don't know, just anything at all, like taking interest in me, showing that you're interested in me, that scores big points. And I really like that. And it's not unique. Every guy should do this. If you're interested in a girl, make it seem like you're interested and she will like that. I mean, the bar is on the ground, fellas. Mm-hmm. Like, do that bare minimum. Like,
have y'all had a guy do something that was like kind of weird, but like played well in the moment as a move?
The only thing I can think of that's kind of weird is that I have a friend of a friend and he is very touchy feely. He doesn't realize he's doing it because that's just him. And like, it doesn't come off well. Any girl that doesn't know him is like, ooh, like he's kind of like too much, you know? And so that's the only thing I can think of that it just comes off weird. Like in some girls, like, oh, like he was really interested in me. He really liked it. I'm like, oh, that's just, I wouldn't say that that's just him, but like in my head, I'm like, that's just him. I mean, it has worked out for him before, definitely, but I personally didn't like it.
Yeah. I think touchy-feely or getting, like, too personal too quick. Like, asking, like, oddly personal questions or being, like, what's your family like 5 minutes after you met someone probably isn't, like, the best move.
Okay, so that actually does go into something that kind of weird in the moment but does play out. So I really, like, do not like small talk, like, how's your favorite? Like, I don't know. I don't like small talk. So if a guy, you can say the right questions that are, like, oh, like, a little bit deeper, and that does play well to me because I just don't like small talk. Like, oh, are you having fun tonight? Like, I don't know. I just don't like small talk. So they can ask like a little bit more in-depth questions. And I'm like, oh, they're really interested in me. It plays really well for me, but I can see that some girls like are like just bare minimum. Let's get, you know, small talk out of the way first.
Yeah. So this was weird, but it like played really well with my friends. But we were at a bar crawl down in LA. And so we were all dressed up in costumes for it, like skirts and like loose ties and like, you know, low cut V-necks and whatnot. And there was these guys checking us out. And then they waited for us to go to the bar. And then one of them came over and he grabbed me by the tie and like pulled me really close and then just adjusted the tie and was like, you look great tonight, and walked away. And I was like, every girl in our group's like jaw drop. Everyone was like, that was hot. Like, where did he go? Go talk to him.
The social anxiety in me is like peaking just thinking about that happening to me. Like, I think I'd have to leave a bar if that happened to me. I would just be so uncomfortable and like anxious.
Really? It was a weird move, but it played in the moment. It played well. Like, all the girls were like, oh yeah.
And we kind of touched on this earlier, but our next question is, what are some of your best moves for picking up guys? Like I said earlier, in my older age, I've gotten a little bit more bold, and I won't always just like grab a guy's hand. Obviously, I have to make sure he's interested in me, but I have been known to, you know, have a bar make out. Like, if I am interested in you, you will know it. Like,
yep.
I think I'm pretty obvious if I'm interested in a guy. Like, I try to make it pretty clear. I've done the bar makeout move. It's not always the best. It doesn't always end up well with you and your friends later on. But, I mean, it can be fun in the moment.
Yeah, I think it's fun. I love to make eyes, like I said earlier. Like, I will openly check a guy out. He knows I'm checking him out. One of my best, like, wing womaning moves, though, when my friend was recently single, and this played really well in Dallas, like at the two-step bars, but we'd find like two really hot guys, and then I would walk away from her and walk up to them and go to whatever guy she was interested in and be like, hey, like, clearly she's the hottest girl in this, and you're the hottest guy in this bar. Why aren't you dancing? And they'd be like, oh, but yeah. And so the guy would always go ask her, and then the other hot friend, I'd be like, okay, see ya. And then 9 out of 10 times would grab my hand, like, no, you're dancing with me. And so that's a move all girls should do.
I need confidence tips from Lisa over here. Like, I need her to do like a course on how to be confident, because all of these things you guys are saying sound great, but I could never do them.
I could never.
No. I agree with Lisa. I'll even like I love to dance. So even if I'm not interested in a guy, I'll be like, hey, like, do you want to dance? Like, I love it. And so if a guy asks me to dance, like, game's on. I know that you're interested. I'm interested because I like to dance. I mean, and I like, my friends get so annoyed with me, but like, I'm like, I give every guy a chance until they don't deserve it. Like, sometimes guys, they're like, it's not really like any of, like, that's not really your type, or like, not like anyone you've dated before. And I'm like, everyone gets a chance until they don't deserve it. And like, mm-hmm. sometimes it's right off the bat, they don't deserve it, you know, but.
Macy's an equal opportunity dater.
Agree though. And I don't know if it's like, Macy and I are like the same age. I don't know if it came with time, but now I'm like, I'm more open-minded than I was when I was 21. Like,
definitely.
Then I had my type, I had my interest, mm-hmm. and I was plain, and now I'm like, you have a chance until you don't. Like,
I mean, I do generally fall into like the same types of guys, but like, you can only date so many frat bros, and we're old now, so that's played out. but like, I always come, like I said, I really do try to give all kinds of guys a chance, but I always fall back into like a country Catholic. So if you see me marrying a country Catholic boy, I was destined for it. It just is what always happens. I'm not Catholic. I'm not really country, but it's fine. We're fine.
I feel like every girl though kind of has like that certain type, or even like a certain feature that like they find attractive on a guy. Like for me, and this is one that some of my friends thought was weird, and you guys might think it's weird too, but like I always found guys with like bigger noses attractive.
Really?
And like it wasn't even something that I consciously knew of until my friends like called it out to me, and they're like, you always talk to like the guy that like looks like this, and then all like we pulled up all their photos and they're like, they all have bigger noses, and I'm like, oh, maybe that's it.
Yeah. That's true. No, I definitely want to bring home a nice Jewish boy, but hasn't happened yet. No, that or I want like a lineman, and those two circles in the Venn diagram are completely different. They do.
I think
a nice Jewish boy for you.
Really? Oh. Gotta be taller than 5'10". I'm 5'10". If you are not bigger than me, not gonna happen. And I do not want to feel like I'm gonna crush you.
Oh,
I was just about to ask y'all, like, I've tried really, really hard not to be, like, a heightist. Like, it's a thing. But I'm 5'8". So if you're not a true 5'9", 5'10", which most guys who put that that's their height on a dating app are not, like, I would love to say that I could date someone my height or shorter, but I don't think that I could. If they were all around perfect otherwise, probably, but I ideally 5'10 and up. And so I've generally only dated tall guys because I'm tallish for a girl.
I think that's fair. And I think a lot of guys even get like self-conscious about dating a girl that's taller than them.
They do. I mean, some guys that are not very, or are my height, or even not, they're taller than me, are like, you're really tall. And I'm like, I'm not. I mean, I'm not average woman height, but I'm not like, I'm not 6 foot tall. And like, I wish I was, you queens, but I'm just, I'm not that tall. And like, own it.
I'm going to get flamed for this, but I'm 5'3". And
I did not know you were that short, Lisa.
I'm very short, yeah. And I've dated like all different types of guys, like Indian, black, white, like all different ethnicities, different ages, everything. But they're all tall. Like X is 5. I just like really like tall guys. But it's not a fair thing to say when I'm 5'3".
And shout out to our short queen, our short kings out there doing the thing, like. Y'all are killing it too. I'm just a tall girl. I'm sorry. Right.
Yeah. And it's not more of a height thing for me. It's more of like a size thing. Like if I feel bigger than you, then I'm uncomfortable.
I agree. It's definitely like an insecurity on my end. Like I can't be taller or as tall as you because I will be insecure about it. Like it's not a you thing. It's a me thing.
What was it called? A couple summers ago, I met a guy at, well, we call it beer camp anyway. It's my friend has property up in Michigan, but he was a rugby player and he was, I think he was 6'6", almost 300 pounds. He was a big boy. And he sat on my lap. Like we took one of the Polaris, the big 4x4 down to the pond. And he's just like, I'm just going to sit here. I was like, oh, okay. You're going to sit on my lap. But he's the one that got away. If you're out there, Charlie, let me know.
If you're out there listening. Okay. Our last question that we got asked, and then I have some bonus questions. This doesn't apply to me, but we've talked about it before and I forgot I'd never taken that test, but what are our rice purity test scores? I've never done this, so this doesn't apply
to
me.
You need to take the test.
So. You sent the link and I meant to do it. I'm a busy guy.
I mean, whoever asked this, you're not getting that answer from any of us, I don't think.
I don't discuss my rice purity publicly.
Yeah.
We've talked about it on the podcast before. It's a weird move. Do not bring this up on a first date. Do not make someone take this on a date. Like, no.
But I didn't know this all came into my life.
Yeah, I did not know this is a thing until you brought it up in the Discord, EK. I had never heard of this before.
Me either, until this guy brought it up on a date. Date 3, I think.
Mm-mm.
But it's provided great content. What? That's true.
It could have been the first date. It just, I mean, maybe it would have been better if it was the first date because then he wouldn't have to go on 2 more dates with him.
So the first date we went to a hockey game and he had never seen hockey before. So that should have been my first clue. Like he was not big into sports or like didn't understand the rules. And I was like, oh, this is going to be it. So that's come up in the Discord too, that people, or it came up on mail-in that you would date someone who was or was not into sports. And I'm very much into sports, and I mean, I feel like I could date someone who didn't like them, but I feel like it would be a lot easier if they were into them because we'd have a lot more in common.
I mean, having some similar interests is important, and if like you said, you're big into sports, so that's a top interest to you. So,
do you all feel called out by Dylan on the mail-in about his take about women being into sports?
Yeah, I felt extremely called out.
I felt called out. Like, excuse me, sorry, I like sports. It's not for minutes.
I was like, and it's not like I'm like trying to like impress anyone. Like I've been a Michigan fan my entire life. Like we have season tickets. Like I love hockey. I go to 20 to 30 hockey games a year. Like I really enjoy sports, and pandemic has shown. I was like, oh, this is like half my free time is doing things or going to games. But anyways.
Okay. So my bonus question, and this is because I told y'all I nursed a hangover all day long yesterday. And so I'll tell y'all what I did, but what is your go-to hangover cure/ ideal panic room situation? For me, some hangovers I cannot eat. Like I will literally go 24 hours without eating. I can't do it. I can't even think about eating. Yesterday, thankfully, was not one of those. It was like, I just wanted junk. I ate tons of snacks, Goldfish, pretzels, just snacks, carbs. I made bagels for breakfast. I had like 4 mini bagels. Like I just needed like carbs. And then I DoorDashed Sonic and got a grilled cheese and mozzarella sticks. And a Coke. I just wanted junk. Like junk made me feel so much better, but the Coke kind of tasted like whiskey a little bit. So it was not good. I was like, oh man, but I thought it was going to help. Oh. And then I think I drank like 3 liquid IVs yesterday. I tweeted that once and people thought it was really funny that my body was like, I was like, I think my body composition is like 90% liquid IV at this point, but like, seriously, I drink a lot of liquid IV. I really enjoy it and it really makes me feel 1,000,000% better. So I did all of those things. And I watched like 6 movies yesterday, just hung out on the couch with the dogs. So that is my ideal situation. Clean house, movies, junk food. What about y'all?
I think mine is like ordering takeout as soon as I can. Like I wake up with a hangover. I need to drink some water. And then as soon as a place that sounds good opens, like I'm ordering, like I might order pizza at 11 a.m. if I need to, like I might order a burger at 10 a.m. if someone's going to deliver it to me. Like I just need some sort of most likely greasy takeout food delivered to my door. And then I will probably spend the rest of the day on the couch or in bed, just watching TV.
I'm pretty similar. The worst thing for me is if I get truly, truly drunk, I wake up super early the next day, like 5 a.m., and I cannot sleep. And so I'll have to like find some way to power through the hangover until I can nap at like 9 a.m. Mm-hmm. And my day is ruined. Like, it's awful. It happened to me today. But yeah, it's luckily I had ordered drunkenly pizza last night, so I was able to have that as a leftover this morning. And then cleaned house, lit a candle, been watching Billions on TV since.
My Sunday Scaries candles are in the mail room. I'm going to get them tomorrow. I'm so excited. They're delivered. So, but everyone's been posting Instagrams of them and I'm so jealous. I have them. They're just not in my possession yet, but I'm so excited.
Oh, I'm sad. Mine won't be here till next week. And I'm so jealous of everyone that like got to light them tonight and post their pictures with them.
I know. I meant to light it already. Yeah, I have mine.
I didn't get it in time. I'm heartbroken.
Oh, yeah. My hangover cure for, I've actually taken a break from drinking this year, not the move in a pandemic, but I digress. But what I was drinking was I loved McDonald's breakfast, like a McGriddle, sausage egg McCheese, McGriddle meal, hash brown, and 32 ounces of black coffee. And then my ass is sitting on my couch, probably watching sports underneath my 20-pound weighted blanket. And that is the only way to cure
I can't do coffee when hungover. I need like a soda or like a Gatorade or something.
I don't like soda.
I have to have carbonation. Like I have to.
I'm not a soda drinker.
My in college, my sorority twin was very like, she had bad, bad hangovers. But she was so particular. Every time after we drank, I'd end up driving us to get food in the morning. And she would make me go to like McDonald's for the hash browns and then go to Taco Bell for like a burrito. And then Carl's Jr. because she liked their nuggets there. And she would come back with like 5 bags, eat like one thing, and then just sit on the couch and go through it for the rest of the day.
Oh my gosh.
I love that move, especially now that like I'm vegetarian, like getting fast food is really tough because it's not a lot I can eat. So there's some days I'm like, oh man, like I really want to drink from Sonic, but I also want like Arby's fries.
Yeah.
Or like something like that.
I've done that.
Sorority twin. I drove her everywhere.
Mm-hmm. All right, ladies, I think that about does it for episode 10 of the podcast. Like I said at the top, follow us on the gram and Twitter at BackerPod. Make sure you're subscribed on Apple and Spotify and leave us a rating and review. Don't forget, when we get to 45 reviews, all of us mommies are going to post to Instagram our most embarrassing text messages. So give us some reviews so y'all can laugh at our pain.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.